And this final part of the interview I had with my guest Robert Johnson from Microboost, he talks about his company, Microboost, and all the different products they offer. Not only that, but we go into some of the politics that are happening with the supplement industry, and more specifically, this new functional mushroom industry. When you look at the back of your product, of the ingredients, how many milligrams of each type of functional mushroom you're getting, depending on the company, you may not actually be getting what you think you're getting. And I've heard this before with all the other different supplement companies in any industry, which is why my theory now is I don't really want to buy another supplement unless I hear the founder or CEO of that company talk with passion about his or her product. And that's what I hear from Robert and Microboost today. So if you're interested, stay tuned.
How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals.
If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want.
But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode.
This is part 3 of 3 of an interview I did with Robert Johnson from Microboost. If you'd like to catch up, just go back a couple episodes. Well, Robert, let's talk more about your company, Microboost, some of the things you're doing, the blends. You were talking about the gummies and stuff. I've checked out your website a little bit. I'm interested in trying some of those things, but what's some of your different products and what are the purposes for it? And then I wanted to also talk about, because I heard you talk about on another podcast about how you have to watch out for, obviously for any supplement out there, but specifically in the functional mushroom field, how you may not be getting what you think you're getting type thing.
Yeah, that's really important. So yeah, with Microboost, and that's spelled with a Y, M-Y-C-R-O, like mycology, we make gummies, vegan soft gels, and coffee. And the coffee is our most popular product, although all of them are good. The coffee has 3,000 milligrams of functional mushroom per serving. And so as part of when I was working with other companies to help develop their lion's mane or cognitive enhancing formula, I would get into disagreements with them, right? Mm-hmm. About, hey, this is how much you really need. And whether that was like affecting the price or the taste or whatever it was, they were always pushing back like, oh, we don't need that. We just want to say that there's lion's mane on there. And unfortunately, because the supplement industry is not regulated, there are a lot of fugazi products out there. And part of my research for mushroom products, I learned that basically there's two different types of products in the functional mushroom world. Those that are made with fruiting bodies and those that are made with mycelia.
Okay.
And to explain what that means is when you grow mushrooms commercially, you grow them on a substrate that's made out of some sort of starch. Usually oats or grains or rice, and that starch or that little block, and you inoculate it with the liquid culture, the spores of your lion's mane, your reishi mushroom. And throughout that block, the mycelium, or like the root system of the mushroom, grows and spreads throughout that oat block. And the fruiting body is what we're used to, the stem, the cap,
yeah,
actual mushroom. So Microboost and any company that it's using a fruiting body mushroom will harvest that stem and cap or weird looking lion's mane or reishi shaped mushroom and then make their products out of that. In Microboost case, we actually use a concentrated version of those fruiting bodies. So we can put the equivalent of 1.5 grams of mushrooms into a small little form factor like a vegan soft gel. But I was really shocked, I guess, at first to learn that so many of these mushroom companies will they'll buy the myceliated oat block from the farmers and pulverize that and use that in their mushroom supplement. And so they say you're getting 600 milligrams of lion's mane. You can imagine, right, that 600 milligrams of the fruiting body is a lot different than 600 milligrams of the root system that is, you know, in an oat mass.
Yeah. How much of the compounds or nutrients of it are in the fruiting body? Is there nothing worthwhile in the mycelium? Or
now mycelium does have some benefits. And Paul Stamets is a big proponent for mycelium, and his products have mycelium in it as well. But as I was doing the research, I thought maybe the fruiting bodies could have a 10-to-1 difference. I was hearing all this difference. I thought, well, maybe it's 10 to 1 and it's significant, but it's not that bad. But actually, when I did another article for Rolling Stone just about this topic, I found that the difference is closer to 500 to 1. So you can buy a big jug of quote unquote mushroom capsules and they'll have less mushrooms in there than a single one of our pills, which is a challenge as an entrepreneur when you've got Amazon or the shelf at Whole Foods, right? And you see a big jar of something next to a little jar of something and they're the same price, or the big jar is cheaper. But yes, that is the main difference. And it's amazing that a lot of these companies will not even explain what is in there at all. Some companies will say, like, in fine print on the back, made with myceliated oats. But a lot of them don't explain it at all, including most of the most popular ones that are out there. Yeah. And so there's a company, a handful of companies that are now petitioning the FDA to have just some regulation in how mushroom products are labeled. Because I saw this happen with the CBD industry as well, right? There's such a rush for people to jump into the CBD industry. They saw as an opportunity to get rich quick. And consequently, there's a lot of bad products that were out there. And the CBD industry really was such a boom to bust fad, I think, because so many people tried products that were subpar and then they ruled out the ingredient as a whole. And I don't want to see that happen with mushrooms. So this petition is saying that unless your product is made with fruiting bodies, they want the FDA to not allow these products to call them mushrooms or even have any sort of mushroom imagery on the packaging, because it really is confusing to customers, right? If it says mushrooms and in big bold letters, that's what you assume you're getting. But yeah, you really got to look at the fine print, ask, check the frequently asked questions. And if you ask some of these companies about it and they give you a runaround answer, that usually is your answer.
And there, if you do your research, you'll find some will send it to third-party testers and how often they do that. And that makes you feel good. And I've had so many benefits from supplementing different vitamins, minerals, and stuff for longevity or heart-healthy type compounds. And I've had great success on a lot of the stuff. But this year, I want to start pinpointing all the stuff I'm taking and really researching the company and finding who's doing it like the best way to get the best quality. So I think I've found that with like magnesium, and then listening to you speak on the other podcast, you know, I want to be able to know the person making this for the rest of this year to really select, be more choosy with all the different supplements I'm getting. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I found that expert marketers and expert supplement manufacturers are rarely the same person.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I want the founder. No, I don't want the marketing team.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Robert, appreciate you coming on my show. For any of my audience that's interested in finding out more about your company, I'm sure you have a website, social media. Why don't you tell us about that, where they can get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. You can follow us at MycroBoost, M-Y-C-R-O Boost. If you want to read my articles about mushrooms and Rolling Stone, just Google Robert Johnson, Rolling Stone, psychedelics. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. There's a lot of Robert Johnsons out there, but if you look for the Micro Boost Robert Johnson, that's me. And I'll be speaking at a few conferences this year. Just got back from South by Southwest in Austin and going back there in May for the Texas Mushroom Conference. So chances are, if you go out to a mushroom conference or a few of them this year, you might run into each other.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, my audience knows I'll put all those links in the show notes. They can just click on it. But I know for myself, I've already been on your website. I'm going to try out that coffee. And that's a great tip that you just gave. Why didn't I just mix that mushroom coffee with regular coffee to just ease into that taste and get some benefits and then slowly wean yourself off? Because I've already done that from 3 cups of coffee down to 1. So why not take it all the way? Appreciate what you're doing, Robert, and hope to hear more from you and social media and out in all the different events.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Brad. It was a great conversation.
For those of you out there that don't know what rebounding is or small trampolining, check out my episode 408, where my guest talks about rebounding to get a little bit more cardio in your weekly routine. I, for one, have always loved high incline walking on treadmills, but after seeing how much space I had left in my garage, it just wasn't going to happen. Since I've been using my rebounder, I've added 10,000 more steps per week on average. It feels amazing on my lower back, which I'm always careful of. So for any of you out there that want something different or have any type of injury, it's a fun and different way to get your cardio in. It's a space saver. Your family can play with it, and you'll get closer to the amount of steps you're trying to get in per week. I highly recommend checking out this rebounder from JumpSport. Check out the link in my show notes. Let's get some high intensity training back in your life and keep that motivation going. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.